Okay, Sunday night, we'll start. Chavis Halvavos. Shara Bodas Elokim. And Chavis Halvavos has this in Perikei, where the dialogue, there's a dialogue between the Nefesh and the Seichel, and he's trying to train us how to develop real Avodas Hashem, which he defines as working on our sense of gratitude to Hashem. And we'll see that the Chavis Halavos holds that's it. And your success as an Oved Hashem will come, and he uses these stark words, very strong, very extreme, we might say. I'll explain why in a moment. He says, your success or failure as an Oved Hashem is going to rise and fall if you could develop this attitude, the attitude of gratitude. Now, failure doesn't mean, chas v'shalom, you're going to Gehenna. That's not what failure means. He means failure in reaching what Hashem expects of you, what Hashem would like of you. We're talking already about a madrega. We're not talking about, we're not talking about someone that's going to eat chametz on Pesach, chas v'shalom. We're not talking about someone that's going to eat on Yom Kippur. We're not talking about someone that's not going to take challah, that's not going to put up a mezuzah, someone that's going to eat not kosher food. We're way beyond that. We're talking about an Oved Elokim. Even those things should ideally come about through, you know, this yesod of gratitude, that everything flows from that, impacts how we do the rituals. If we do it with eagerness, with zrizus, with gishmak, with simcha, as we explained in the past, this brings out simcha. If you realize that if this is the way you can pay back Hashem in some small way from all that He did for you, then you're going to do it with simcha, and that's where the inyan we explained once at length. That's where the inyan of simcha and doing mitzvahs comes from. And you're going to do it with an eagerness, and your children will be impacted because they'll see that you look forward. You look at it as an opportunity. You don't look at it as an oil, as a burden, as something you have to do. Even if it's not something you have to do, or else you'll get punished, but just something you have to do. Like you have to pay up a debt. But if you do it with a gishmak, then so it impacts the ritual, and it also says that you're not bound by the ritual. Because you could thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim any day of the year. You don't have to wait till you're munching on matzah Pesach night. You could remember Shabbos the whole week. You don't have to wait for Shabbos. You could think about that Hashem created the world, right, at any time. So therefore he says, I want you to develop this, and he sets it up as a dialogue. And he starts off with a remarkable premise, and he says it's very hard to develop this. But he's not talking about paying lip service. You know, whenever we daven Shmona Esrei, we say, Modim Anach Lelach, Hashem Elokeinu, Kev Lesenu, Yolam Vuyen, Tzoreinu, Chayinu, Vogin, Yesheinu, Atu, Lador, Dor. Noidu Lechon, Asaperti, Lo Secha, Al Chainim, Shem Yedech, Al Anim, 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 right? I say it pretty fast, right? But, and these are the words. We say the words, but, you know, if someone gives you a present, someone walks over to you and hands you $100, $1,000, you know, you feel grateful, right? If someone, you have to go to America, you have to go to a chasana for America, you have to take your whole family with you, and you're adding up the cost, and you say, oh my goodness, this is going to cost me like $12,000 just for the trip. And then they offer to pay for it. So you know, you feel gratitude. You know we all know what it feels like to have gratitude. And the question is, what the Chavis Halavos would like is that when we get up in the morning and we say Moda Ani, or when we go through the day, throughout the whole day, as we live, we really, really feel this gratitude. And he wants it to be real, and therefore he calls it hard. He calls it hard, that he calls it bitter medicine. When he says bitter medicine, it looks bitter. It means it's hard, very hard. And therefore, in his dialogue, he says, you can't develop this unless you really want to. You have to desire. You have to desire to develop. You have to believe me that it's necessary. Again, we explained, I mean, nobody's going to Gehenna if they don't have this Madrega. But if you want to be Obed Hashem the right way, without coercion, without someone, without a feeling that you're locked into it, you're forced into it. This is very important to the Chavis HaLavas. This is what he holds is a fundamental truth of Yiddishkeit. Maybe he's alone in holding that way, but you know, when we look around now in the Chinuch or Kiruv Recholkim that everybody's trying to do, they're really, really going back to the Chavis HaLavas' basics, what he holds is basic to everyone, to all Jews, to every. A sense of joy, a sense of awareness of Hashem, and it comes from a feeling of gratitude, of thankfulness, of Hakaras HaTov. And then when you develop that, you're optimistic and you're forward looking and you're happy, and you don't feel constrained. You don't feel that it's just a burden. So he says, you can't do it. We learned in the last week or two, you can't do it unless you really, really want to. It's not easy. He calls it bitter medicine. And if you just pay lip service to it, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam, oh, thank you, Hashem, you're just wasting the doctor's time. He says, like your doctor comes and asks you your symptoms, or asks you what hurts you, and you don't tell him the truth, what hurts you. So what good is it? He's not going to be able to give you a good prescription. He's not going to be able to help you. So here also, he says, I can't help you if you don't really want. And you just, so it's like you're fooling the doctor. She says, so then he asked him, I don't know, Omar lo haseichel, im yiye kosfech lo, the nefesh asked the seichel, how do I know if it's real or not? How do I know? So we're not going to like the answer, because the Chavis HaLavas is very intellectual, right? Chavis HaLavas doesn't go for. He says, you know how you know if it's real? Omer lo haseichel. I don't know if everyone has the place. Im yiyeh kosbech. If your desire for Hashem, meaning your desire to express your gratitude, if it comes after studying what Hashem does for you, then it's real. Achar yediya brura, as if you study, I don't know, biology, if you study history, if you think about your own history, and you think about it, you think about how you got to where you are today, and like, whoa, like you never expected, right, even if you're having trouble paying the mortgage.
I don't know where you are, I'm sorry.
Okay, because every paragraph starts the same. Either Amalah HaSeichel or Amalah HaNefesh. I wish we had this. I really should get one just for the sake of the page numbers. Yeah, 292 in the middle, if you have the Feldheim. So pass it to me, I'll find it.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
I'm sorry.
Whoa, it was a good old.
My husband.
Yeah.
Guess I should get
that. Yeah, right here. The last Omer lo haseichel of this page.
Thank you.
Omer lo haseichel, im yeh kosfech lo, if your desire to know, to thank Hashem. It is amazing. He says, if it comes after study of what Hashem does for you, achar yediya brura, ba'otzem, the intensity, what you owe Hashem because of all that he's done for you, which includes, I say, biology, and includes really the whole, it includes astronomy, it includes everything, it includes the ability to breathe, everything, the atmosphere, rain, plants, photosynthesis, it really includes every discipline in the world that he went through in Shar HaBechina. He did all of this in Shar HaBechina. If we would sit and learn Shar HaBechina, we would get an education, even though it's 1,000 years old. But we would, I did it with the men. We extrapolated, we fast-forwarded 1,000 years. And what he says about the blood, I took a blood test today, right? They say, like, why in the world should my blood show anything? It's like such a nace. The blood shows, right? You know, blood test? You see like 30 things. Like, what do I do with the blood? So you say, okay, the blood, Adam Hu HaNefesh, you know, I can handle that. Then, you know, your urine shows things. It's really a nace, it's a pella. All of these things.
You save a lot of university tuition and just learn Chovot HaLevavot.
But you'll be 1,000 years behind. What we did is
wouldn't take much.
Jonathan gave us a lot of his expertise, of his knowledge, and I went to Google to look up things. And you see, it's just mind-boggling. But Chayvus Halavus, it's very scary, so to speak. It's Avoda. It's Avoda Zalukim. It's not easy. You know, we're sitting here. I hope you're gaining something out of the learning. I feel sometimes I'm very boring. Again, he says, the real Avoda Hashem is out of gratitude, or else it's just second rate. That's already scary. And he says, gratitude is what you really feel. I gave an example. Someone comes and offers to pay for you, your ticket. So we know what it means to feel gratitude. And, you know, how many times a day do we really feel gratitude to Hashem? So he says, but that's... And that's where your simcha comes from. And that's where you're really... Then you have a good relationship with Hashem. That's what Hashem wants you to have. Otherwise, someone's pointing a gun to your head. And you're compelled to do it, and you do it, it's fine, you're not going to get him. You play by the rules, and you're not going to get him. I don't want to scare you. But it's just second tier, and the ramifications show up. It shows up sometimes in children, sometimes when the chips are down, and you have an isoyon. Sometimes it shows in the zrizus to do a mitzvah, and of course, we all are aware of the Arizal, that the Simcha, Chafetz Chaim talked incessantly about being besimcha when you do mitzvahs. And we explained, the simcha comes from this, that you're paying Hashem back in some small way.
Excuse me, when everything's going really bad, and you just, whichever way you turn, it's like you're getting hit over the head.
Yeah.
How does one go around with his simcha and with his gratitude?
That's okay. I hope I'm capable of answering it, that it should be satisfying. First of all, you picked an unusual case. Most people... No, it's fine. It's a valid question. I'm not shoving away the question. I'm saying, you know, when we talk about Tzadik Viralo, let's say, so I start off with a hakdama that we have to realize most tzaddikim don't have it Rallo. It happens, and we want to understand why it's happening, even the few times that it happens. But I feel obligated to point out that it's not the norm. Okay, that's number one. But it's not an answer. It's just a hakdama. Oh boy, this is like...
I'm sorry, I didn't...
No, I'm not even sure. I can't answer your... I'll just... Very bichlali, just... There's two tracks, two ways to approach it, right? One way to approach it is to count the blessings that a person, right? Even if you have the paraplegic, right? The guy that writes, he blinks his eye, right? You know that guy, and he wrote like books just by blinking his eyes, hooked up to a computer, and he says, "You know, I'm alive." You know, first of all, as long as I'm alive, then Hashem's ahead of the game. I want to be alive. I want to exist. Look, I can be creative. I can do things. I could, according to the Chayyus Halavus, I can be aware of Hashem. That's already the greatest excuse to live that a human being can have. I'm aware of Hashem and I have a relationship with Hashem. So despite all my suffering and despite everything I'm going through, you could the only kasha you could ask on this mahalach is what about the person that wants to commit suicide? Mm-hmm. But the answer is that in halacha, and it's an insight, the person that wants to commit suicide is not normal. He's not thinking rationally. He's really not thinking rationally, because a rational person, except maybe the most severe yisurin of an illness, you know, so we find in the Gemara that, you know, they were mispallel that Rebbe should die. He was undergoing such tremendous physical yisurin. But short of tremendous physical yisurin, where you're going out of your mind, like, you know, you can't, and yet you want to die, you know, a person wants to die just to stop suffering, to stop all that suffering. Short of that, just all the tzoras that people have, you know, in life, but, you know, the one mahalach is to count your blessings, because it sounds crude, but there are people who have it worse, and at least you're alive, and you have this going for you and this going for you. With all that's going wrong, there's much more going right. That's one mahalach. That's one way to cope with it. Another way I'm not answering you. And another way to cope with it is, again, Hakdama.
Yeah.
It says that a person has to be mekabel, has to say dianemis, a person has to be mekabel things besimcha, right? Chayiv adam levarech al arok, shem shemavarech al atoma, the Gemara, and it's codified in halacha, says that the kishem, what do you mean just like? What do you just like? So you have to make a bracha on bad things. You have to make a bracha. What do you mean just like? You make a bracha on good things, you make a bracha on bad things. But what do you mean by the just like? So the Gemara explains, it means you have to do it b'simcha. So, now, you know that you're not making a tov ha-meitiv. You know you're making a dayan emes, right? You're very aware that you're making a dayan emes. So how could you be? So there's an intellectual awareness. It's not internalized to the point of feeling it, because that's a task Hashem does not demand of us. But we are supposed to develop an intellectual awareness, at least, that everything Hashem does is for the good. And even the bad that's happening is for the good. And maybe we'll understand it someday, maybe down the road. It's development of character, kaparas averos. There's different ways to... one mahalach is to count the blessings. Another mahalach is really to take the bull by the horns and to be aware that this is also the tova. That comes... the Chayus HaLava says, after a person develops, see, everything, nothing's comes easy, everything is work. It comes after a person develops a finely tuned sense that everything Hashem does is Latova. And the way a person develops that, the Chayus HaLava says, is, and now we go back to Shara Bechina. When a person studies the world and studies his or her life and studies the history of Klal Yisrael and studies everything that happened to them and then biology and astronomy, and you're just overwhelmed with a sense of Hashem's goodness, then it just becomes totally inconceivable, and then you realize Hashem is a mativ. He showers us with good. So you figure this must also be good. You're not sure how. You don't know how. But you believe a person believes it's for the good. And you see that, I mean, it's amazing that the Shulchan Aruch demands it of every Jew, that they make a Dayan Emes Pesimcha, which means there's a sort of an intellectual awareness that Hashem knows what he's doing and it's all meant for the good. So that's the second way. What to think about and how to actually do it, that's that would take, that would be a whole series of lectures. The finest book I've ever read on this is a transcript of Rabbi Kurzner's tapes on suffering. He's talking about physical suffering, but it really doesn't matter what. It means any suffering that goes on in the world when we have troubles. So he gave us, Rabbi Kurzner, everyone heard of, I think, Rabbi Yitzchak Kurzner, Zatzal, and he gave, when he found out that he has cancer, he gave he gave a series of lectures on suffering, and it was transcribed into a book by Jonathan Rosenblum. It's an on-scroll book. It's called Making Sense of Suffering. And it's just, that is like amazing. It's an amazing book. And he goes through the whole Inyan and he explores it very, it's deep, but not too deep for your, for a person to read and appreciate. It's very well done. The transcript is done well. I mean, the book's written by Jonathan Rosenblum, but it's basically a transcript of the tapes. If you could get hold of the tapes.
It's on the Chazak line.
Okay, yeah. It would be even more inspiring because you hear this person talking and coughing, and Bichali is an inspiring speaker. So, but that's to answer your question. First of all, it is unusual. Second of all, a person could count their blessings, and third of all, a person is really mechuyev to come to grips and accept yisurin bi'ahava, and bi'ahava meaning b'simcha. It's very, very hard. Very hard.
The other thing is there's a misunderstanding of what simcha actually is. Of what simcha is. In the modern world, people translate simcha as happiness, meaning pleasure, and it's not. Something much deeper.
Mm. Okay, that's also true. Right? That's true. That certainly would make it easier also. So, anyway, But again, getting back to the Chavis Halvavos here, see, you threw that in, and it's a good question. But let's first develop what he wants us to develop in regular life. You know, you're assuming too fast that a regular person could develop it, and I think, what about the person that's suffering a lot? But the truth is, if a person has, you know something? If a person in the first, if a person through decades of their lives develops what the Chavis Halvavos wants them to develop, then they're more able to cope. It's another reason to follow his plan of action, besides the fact that he holds it so fundamental to a Jew. But it also helps you cope because you've developed that awareness. You've developed that sense that Hashem is good, is beneficial. Okay, so he holds it so important that but he says you have to want it. You have to want it very deeply because it's very hard. Again, it's so important because this is the way to be Oved Hashem. That's really the yesod of this whole shar, you know. The way to be Oved Hashem is out of gratitude. And that's the healthiest way. Emotionally, it's the healthiest. It's the most solid way. It's the most simchadika way. It's the most. It gives you the best relationship with Hashem. It's more real. It's not chitzoni. What he said before, earlier in the shar, he said it's not chitzoni. It's not something that's being compelled. So then he says, so the nefesh asks the seichel, how do I know if it's real? Because again, like I said, you know, we all know when we really feel gratitude for something. You know, but do we feel that way about Hashem? So he said, how do I know if it's real or not? So he says, if you study what Hashem does for you, then it'll be real. Then you have a chance that it'll be real because you'll develop that sense of gratitude. But if you don't work on it, then it's sheker. then you're saying that you have, you're saying Moedim Anach Lach, do we ever think that we mean it? Even bowing down is, we're paying homage, we're saying thank you. We don't think about bowing down because people don't bow. People used to bow like handshaking, I guess. So they were more aware, maybe, of what it means to bow to someone. Anyway, then the Nefesh does an amazing thing. The Nefesh says, I have to admit that I was only paying this lip service, even though I learned through Chumash. See, there's no end. Because you have to think of Klal Yisrael's history, and Mimitzrayim Gal Tanu Hashem Elok. You have to start with Avram. Really, he took him out of Ur Kasdim. He said Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha. You know what we say the Seder night. V'Ekech Savichim and Avram Eiver Hanoah V'Eten Lo Es Yitzchak V'Eten Lo Yitzchak Es Yaakov Es Esav V'Eten Lo Esav Es Harseir V'Yaakov Avon Of Yorid Mitzrayim. Hashem picked up Hashem Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim. But not Salano is Torah, so we should be dancing for joy, right? So the Nefesh says, Loiposak Hefzi Mios Rafa Bakaspi Koze. I admit I'm a faker. My desire to develop this was weak. And my it's false. Me Sa Iru Osi Divrayom Akadmonim Shachalfu. Even when I learned in Cheder, and I learned about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah and the Mon and the Be'er and all these things. Like I'm learning history. Like it didn't have anything to do with me. Adashen is borli b'derech ha'chochma. But then I got older and I matured and I started observing the world and observing nature and thinking about things and thinking about what goes on. And I realized Amitus Masha Sechartu, the truth of what you're saying, how Hashem, what a debt of gratitude we have. And as Bar Etzli Miderech Ha'oras HaTorah Tchila, then I looked at the Torah and I see all these things Hashem wants us to remember. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem wants us to remember that He created us and He made the world. Because Hashem wants us to be thankful. Hashem wants us to realize these things in order that we serve Him in the best possible way, which is out of a sense of gratitude. So he says, so I got smarter and I realized it. So first I realized that the rituals in the Torah reflect that also. It's always remember this, remember that. Hashem wants us to take Arba Minim. It has to do with the rain, it has to do with agriculture, it has to do with the Chag HaOsif that we're taking in the Tvua. It's all, the Ramban says at the end of Bo, that a person in this world is, that's it. I mean, you're supposed to give thanks to Hashem. You're supposed to be Modet to Hashem. V'achakach, after I realize that all the rituals in the Torah reflect that, B'derech HaRiya HaSichlis, then I realize you go beyond that. There's no reason to stop them. Acheshov Kaspi MS Kospi MS Vechetzi Bor. And as I got mature and more and smarter and more intellectual, so I realized, and now it's real. Because he told them it's only real if you study these things. We don't study. It can't be real. It's only real if you study the things. Try it. You'll see. You'll see. Just study how a muscle works, how a tendon works, how the blood flows. Like this, that year that we did it for 5 minutes, it was an eye opener. Everything in the world is just so complex, and so there's thousands, millions, billions of things going on, and it all works with a pattern and with a system, and in a way that is designed to serve us here on earth and provide us with what we need.
The year you did what?
we picked a topic, and for 5 minutes we talked about some scientific topic, whether it's biology or astronomy or history, or we picked something and we talked about it for 5 minutes. This is how you realize that your blood clots if you have a cut. That already the Chavis HaLodos talks about. That's 1,000 years ago they knew that. Now, like, today, I took a blood test. Like, wait a second. Like, why in the world should my blood show if this is Beseder, if this is Beseder, if this is Beseder, if this is Beseder? Like, why should it show that? Doesn't make sense, really. Hashem provides a way to check on your health nowadays. Now it's much easier for us than it was with Chavis HaLodos. But he talks about simple things, Chavis HaLodos and Shara Bechina. Maybe we should learn Shara Bechina. He talks about things like memory. He says, where would you be? You have to thank Hashem for memory. Or else every time you walked outside, you wouldn't remember where you live. I mean, Rechmona Litzlan, we know people with Alzheimer's, and we see what it means not to have memory. Right? So you don't remember from 1 second to the next. And you keep asking the same question 10 times. He says, and you have to thank Hashem for forgetfulness, right? How many times in my life was I totally, like, embarrassed? Like, I wanted to sink through the floor. Without forgetfulness, I would always be living with that memory, and I would not be able to function. I would always be cringing at the thought. I would always be reliving and remembering that moment of total devastation. he talks about everything in Shabbat Chine. He talks about the ability, something stick in mind. He says, the ability, it's not nice, you'll forgive me, but it sticks in my mind. He says, but we don't appreciate it. He says, you have to go to the bathroom. He says, you can hold it in. He says, let's say you wouldn't have that koach. And he says, no one does it consciously. There's a muscle in your body, he says. He says, otherwise, you'd be in front of a bunch of people talking. He says, you have to thank Hashem for that. It's sleep. That sleep refreshes you. Look, there's the whole Shara Bechina. You spend a lifetime on it. The chiddush to me is that he says, without doing that, you won't really feel gratitude, because you'll just, okay, thank you. In other words, to bench properly, and to really thank Hashem for the food, you have to think about the farmer, and you have to think about what he went through to plant, and then you have to think about what he went through to harvest it, and then you have to think about, nowadays, you think about how it got to your table. You're not within, who knows, you're not within, where was the shachas to a farm? Where do you come to a farm? What farm? So how to get to your table? So there's a whole system how it got to your table. So, anyway, this is what Shara Bechina is about. So, he says, you develop that. So the seichel says, when I was young, Itaka took everything and it meant nothing to me. I knew everything, but I didn't. I mean, even, let's admit it. When we say, you have to mention every day that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. I don't know if women do it, but they say Kriyashma, so the last pasuk, so that's a mitzvah in and of itself. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's not common to feel gratitude when we say it. We say it, I think most people that already say it and already have kavana to do the mitzvah of saying it, they just look at it as a declaration of emuna. I'm declaring that I believe Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what it is. Chavis HaLodos? No, not at all. I mean, that also, but it's much, much more. You're supposed to feel, thank you, Hashem, for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And this is what the Ramban says this. Chavis HaLodos, you'll say, is a frumi. By the way, he lived around 200, 300 years before the Ramban. 200 years before the Ramban. But the Ramban says very explicitly in Chumash, And when it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoseisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avadim, the first of the Aseres Adibros, he says the Chavis Aldoz, that's why you have to keep the mitzvahs. So you're declaring, thank you, Hashem. You're not saying, I believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's not a statement of belief. It's much more than that. It's a cry of thanks. It's like, wow, thank you. And now I'm ready to do your mitzvahs, because you made me what I am today. Where would I be without you? We'd be slaves in Egypt. We wouldn't exist. We owe you our existence. So that's what the Nefesh says. Okay, now the Seichel says, in Masha Zachart Emes, if you're telling me the truth, that now you're ready to embark upon this, his apki, get ready, al tsar harufua. Again, he calls it painful. Why should it be painful? It should be exhilarating. So I just have to tell myself that he calls it painful because it's hard. It's difficult. The sivle merirus hasam, veroa taimo. You have to be ready for this medicine I'm going to give you. But we have a problem. Says the Seichel, says the Nefesh to the Seichel. We have a problem. Because you're eating all the wrong foods. And if you're eating all the wrong foods, you're going to be sick. I'm not going to stuff you with medicine. You're not eating healthy. You are eating bad foods, he says. We're talking about the equivalent, the Nefesh. He's using physical words, but he means the Nefesh. You want to embark upon a program to develop gratitude to Hashem, and you're willing to take it as medicine, meaning it's hard, and you have to spend time on it, and effort, and koach, and it's counterintuitive from our daily experience, maybe, etc., etc. It's just, okay, but you want to do it, because that's what I want. To develop it, you have to want it very deeply. Okay, you want it because you're aware, you studied, and you see how much Hashem does for you, so you want to develop it. Okay, so it's tough medicine, tough love, we're ready. And he says, stop. He says, just like a doctor would tell a patient, I'm not giving you medicine, there's no point, I'm wasting my time. If you're eating the wrong foods, and that's why you're sick, because you're not. So he says, you're eating the wrong foods. You're stuffing yourself with bad karma, with bad vibes, with bad stuff, and so I'm not going to give you the medicine. So he says, what? Umaya Machal Ara, says the Nefesh. What bad food? I don't know what's bad. I eat, let's say, chocolate for breakfast. And I eat donuts for lunch. And I eat pizza for supper. What's bad food? I don't see any bad food. Listen to this. He says, Hiyamida hamaguna. This is terrible. This is a bad characteristic. Shegavra alecha mirishischa. From when you were born, you had this problem. B'kocholseha hamachsikim osa. Mitchilas gidulcha. This has been around with you the whole time. Amra nefesh ve'ezu amidah zos amidah. Tell me already. Umahem akokos umachzikim osa. Tell me what's. And he's saying there's no point. As long as you're eating bad food, you can't take medicine. So what's the bad food? Amra haseichel hamidos hamaguna shebuch rabos. Oh boy, do I have a list for you. But he says, but really it's two. As long as you're ingesting these two ma'acholim ro'im, you can't. It's almost pointless to embark upon a program of developing gratitude to Hashem. He says. So what's the bad food? Achas mehen is that we want to be comfortable. We want to have our bodies want to be comfortable. So if our bodies want to be comfortable, that's what we're involved with. And like to thank Hashem for what we have is already, we have to break out of the taking mode, and we have to enter into a whole different pattern of thought where we are thankful for what we have. But if the body, if a person is spending their time and energies and kochos and just mental acumen to take, to be comfortable, to feel good, then they're never going to be able to go to they'll never get to the next step of like giving, of thanking, of appreciating. You won't appreciate what you have. Kids, I guess that's the best way to say it. You'll never appreciate what you have as long as you're totally involved in getting and taking and having. You'll never appreciate it because you're always focused on what you don't have and you want more. You want to be more comfortable. And what can I have? What can I take to make me feel good, to make me comfortable? So you're always what ends up happening, I would say, is that your mind's always focused on what you don't have yet. And you want to get it. That's number one. Echas man avas hanos haguflios. Physical pleasures, you want to be comfortable. Michael, Mishnah, Mishgol, short sorche gufcho. V'hamido hazos, you have it because you have a body, you have a guf, you have physicality. Min shchein chahara, your bad neighbor, v'hu gufcho. V'hamido hashenis, and the second bad guy, is avas hasrora, kavod. You want people to like you, you want people to hold of you. Gedula, gaiva, gavos, kinna. He says, as long as, if you're egotistical, you can't develop gratitude, true, heartfelt gratitude to someone else. You can't develop, as long as, A, you're focused on comfort, you're focused on feeling good, focused on taking, focused on what you don't have, and B, you're focused on your ego, and you want people to hold of you, to you want to feel superior to other people. So again, such a person, it takes a nakuda of humility, of humbleness, to say thank you, Hashem. I don't deserve to have this. That's what thank you is. I don't deserve this. You gave it to me. Thank you. Thank you. A person that's egocentric finds that very hard. And these are the two. And as long as you're eating this food of feeding your ego and feeding your body, stuffing your face, right, getting comfort, feeling good, that's your goal. Nothing's wrong with feeling good. Don't misunderstand. It's good to feel good. Hashem wants us to feel good, even physically. But if that's your goal, if that's what you're searching for in life, that's what he's talking about, searching for in life. And you're searching in life for one-upsmanship and to be right and to be looked up to and to be held of, then no medicine I give you is going to be powerful enough to overcome this bad nutrition. Okay, let's stop. Don't be depressed.